Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your Sonicast.
And it ain't meant for kids.
Sana G, DC, and Lex Jones discuss a couple of topics that you didn't hear on the Sana G Morning Show.
Y'all listening to the Sonicast. Got my people in the building. DC's in the house.
Yeah, that's my name.
Young Lex Jones.
We here.
And I want to call you by whatever name you want to be called, Ma. So what should we say? You need a microphone, by the way, if you're going to speak.
Oh, see?
Bam! Bam is in the building, and she is, if you haven't been up here for tickets and whatnot, you probably wouldn't even know her name because she's trying to give you a ticket to make you leave. But she is our receptionist here at the iHeartMedia Studios. And we thought it'd be interesting to talk to you and see what these listeners be talking about, the people that call up here to beg or talk to you about anything. So I know you got some stories to share.
So much stuff that happens up here. I mean, like, craziness.
Okay. Wow. So give me, like, the craziest thing, either on the phone or both. On the phone, and then when you've had to talk to somebody in person. Because we also have New Music Mondays that happens. And I know those fools be sitting up there looking crazy.
That's crazy. A couple of weeks ago, I'm in there chilling. This couple comes in. One, the girl came up, and then he signed in. He sat down. She went back downstairs. They come back. She comes back up. She got, like, bags of stuff.
Bags?
Like, bags. Like, we are currently moving bags. But I'm just
what?
Like, okay.
Like homeless bags?
Like,
get up. You got to get up on the mic, Mike, because if, like, you don't see the lines going, then it's not working.
There we go. Nah. Yeah, right there. You just, like, got to
right
point
there.
It at you.
Like, right okay. There. Yep.
So, like, so... They start pulling out the bags, stuff out the bags. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe they just looking for something. I leave out and come back in, and it's like stuff around here. It looked like somebody's bedroom. I'm like, oh, God, somebody going to come through
in the
here.
Front lobby?
In the front lobby. And I'm like, please don't let nobody else come through here while they doing this. I just had to say, I'm sorry, you guys, but, like, this is our front lobby. I'm like, I don't know if y'all know this, but we try to keep it clean. I need you guys to gather your stuff up, put it together. Matter of fact, if you don't need it for the interview, can you take it back down to your car? Oh, we don't have a car. And I'm wondering, like, well, where did y'all get these bags from? Because she came downstairs, you know, came from downstairs with
right.
The bags, and she came up first. So, yeah, I don't know. It was craziness, but they put the stuff back up and took all the bags with them to the interview. And, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we ain't never playing that song. But
yeah, never.
Here's my question. What was their reason for laying it out? Were they trying to dry their clothes? Or
I don't know what they were doing. Okay, they were, first he had his laptop out. He had his speakers out. And
oh, like he was just going to play the slaps lobby.
So I don't know if he was, like, you know, prepping or what, but I had to tell him before he pressed play. Like, you know, you can't play that in here, right? You save that for the interview part. This is not the interview. It's not up here. It's in the back.
Right. Right.
So, you know, he smashed that down. And then she comes and she got more bags and she pulling out stuff. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, are you guys looking for something? Will you guys, you know, will y'all be done soon? And she's just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Just give me 1 second. I'm just give me 1 second. And she just kept saying, give me 1 second. But she was moving around so much, I didn't know. I was just like, okay, I just need y'all to clean it up. Like, get what you need. I need y'all to clean it up. Like, 2 minutes.
But they really had an interview meeting time,
they
though, right?
Because I had a meeting.
They had
a meeting, but I don't know if they was prepared for the meeting. they had a meeting.
Clearly, they brought everything that they owned to the meeting. That's why I was like, man, we're going to have to take it up with D if he let these people up. And they didn't even really have a music meeting.
Man,
but,
nah, D be on his, he be on his job.
I mean.
Yeah, you know, he don't want to let you up if you're late. So, you know, you better be on point.
If y'all come up here and y'all are late, then you want to bring D a Subway sandwich or something like that, because that is about the only way you're going to get him to change his mind about liking you or not.
You're not getting up in this thing.
That story lightweight makes me sad, though, to be honest with you. Like, they're probably, their dream is, like, they'd be talking about wherever they camp out here on the Bay Area streets and be like, OG homeless rap G is going to save their lives and make it big one day and get played on KMEL. And then we're going to make it, baby, and it's going to be all right. We ain't got to carry these bags around.
Yeah, they'd be like, Lex Jones going to play my record, you know?
Sure.
No?
Damn.
Okay.
Sure.
Not really?
Yeah, of course. Home turf is on Friday night at 11 o'clock.
And you got to get a meeting with DJ Hella Erie to go ahead and get on the home
there
turf.
There it is.
Yeah, that means Lex Jones ain't playing your joint, and you're going to have to go take it down the hall. It's okay?
Man. All right, moral of the story, keep your dreams alive, but leave your clothes bags at the house or at least on the street where you came from.
Keep it professional.
We don't want to see it up here. Moral of the story is, kids, you know what I'm saying? Let your dreams live, but leave your baggage at the house. Now, let's move on to the phones, because I know people call up here, I mean, talking crazy to you. So what happened up in the front office?
Well, I have one particular lady who was supposed to pick up some tickets. We won't say what the tickets are, but apparently she went somewhere, and she had to go. She lived in out here, I guess. Had to go all the way out to Stockton, pick up her cousin, come back.
Because they were in her cousin's name, because yeah. She probably calls all the time and wins all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We know how that
you
goes.
You know who you are.
We know what y'all do.
But so she called. She says she went to go do that. Then she gets to the door, and her name is not on the list.
Ugh.
Now, she's so irritated. She's telling me the story, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, what it is that she, you know, what it is that she's trying to pick up, what concert she went to.
Right.
It was several that week. And so when I go to ask her, she just flashed. So she going all off. I done became every B, every A.
Really?
You can let it fly. This is a Sonicash. Can let it fly. I want to hear just how she did it. Go ahead.
She called me a stupid bitch.
Wow.
You retarded hoe.
What?
I was like, wow, click. So I hang up on her, right?
Right.
So she calls back. And before she even starts, I say, have you calmed down now? Because I can't help you when you're upset.
Right.
And I definitely don't want to help you when you're talking to me crazy.
Right.
Because I'm not from around here.
Bitch, you know where I'm from? Don't buy this iHeart shit. I'll see you outside.
Right, but she was talking to you like your name was KMEL. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you absolutely had full control over what was going on and why it didn't happen for her.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm like, okay, you know, so I get her down to a level head or whatever. But from that point on, like, I'm emailing people. I'm trying to get her help. She's
right.
Going in on everybody. She got emails. She's calling, emailing, all this stuff. End of the story is we try to substitute some tickets for her. She didn't want that ticket or that ticket or that ticket because she's personally waiting for a certain ticket.
And well, what ticket was it?
You can Chris say Brown.
It was
okay. She wants them Chris Brown tickets on time.
Of course.
So anyway, I don't know if she ever going to be able to get those, but that my part is done. That's all I know is I got her the help that she needed, and hopefully mine's going to be cool.
Yeah, let me let you go ahead.
I would say arguably you didn't get her the help that she needed because it sounds like she needs some other kind of therapy or something like that. She don't need nothing we got up here.
Also, Lex Jones, DC, you know this. Bam, you're going to learn to know real quick. Click, click, bang, bang. We bang on these people out here. So if she was disrespecting you and saying all kind of crazy stuff, I'm going to tell her every time. And promotions will probably do the same thing. We ain't got no more goddamn Chris Brown tickets. Go buy them, bitch.
Ain't nothing for you. And Sana G will tell you straight like that on the radio or otherwise.
I mean, you got to be respectful, man.
For real. Especially if you want somebody to help you, man. Don't come up at me crazy. You know, I mean, somebody else might take it, but it's not. I'm not the one.
Yeah, no. You're our forefront. You're the first person that they contact. That's why you get all the bullshit.
Man, with that being said, I was pretty much done with her. But I know her so well. Let's just put it this way. I know her so well.
Who, the person calling?
She called.
Oh, wow.
I know her voice. She called that many times.
Yeah. We got those up here, too, in the studio. They call all the time. There's this one broad out there that want to give the draws to D.C. so bad, but then he'll call back and be like, but I don't like you no more.
I would like the record to reflect. I'm waiting for tomorrow to come because this morning she called and she was like, DC, I'm not fooling with you. I got something for Lex Jones in the morning.
She did say that this morning.
I said, well, praise the Lord. Let him use you. Call us back tomorrow.
She said, you're going to see DC. You're going to be jealous. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I hope the Lord let me dodge that all day.
It might be good to you. Get some of that. You know what I'm saying?
Get some of
that love.
Well, yeah. We're going to call Troy in. We're just going to do a double date. How about that?
You're going to bring out Troy
I'm
now.
Just saying. Yeah. If I get some, you're going to get some too.
Yeah, Troy don't sound crazy though. And he does call the request line. That's my crush.
And he did get your phone number out of the middle
and
of nowhere.
We'll tell you how he got it.
Yo! Bam! So, yes. Yes, he must know somebody that I know. And he said it's a secret and he will not tell me how he got a hold of my digits, but for sure he texts me in the morning. He used to do it every single morning, but I stopped responding. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice for a while, be like, oh yeah, you and your kids have a good day too, or whatever. But yeah, I don't understand how he got my phone number. To this day, I still don't understand. We must know somebody mutually.
Wow.
That's scary, right?
That's level.
The fruit basket thing, the edible arrangement. Oh, that was
hey, he sent you an edible arrangement?
Yeah, when she was out.
He did. Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah. Somebody here ate
that
thing.
The day after she's gone with some flowers.
Shout out to Troy.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Sana's edible arrangement.
Yeah, ain't nobody ate on that in a while, but, you know, it is what
it is. Whoa, we wasn't talking about that. Can we wrap it up now?
And I got it arranged so nice. Y'all listening to the Sana Cas. Make sure you rock with the Sana G Morning Show every morning of the week, 6 to 10 a.m. We put it down on KMEL. If you want to check out anything we've been talking about and more, we got it on the blog. Click on Sana G right there at KMEL.com. Jesus. You know it.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.